Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
That's Granddaddy Yule to you, and Walter to his friends. Hey everybody, welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to our podcast. This is a special series we're doing where we're going through the tracks, song by song, on our brand new holiday collection, music compilation called Rockin' the Holidays. It is released on Phonophore Records, the label run by Matt Carlson from The Stickarounds and of Matt Carlson fame. And you can find this album at phonophorerecords.bandcamp.com. That's phonophore, P-H-O-N-O-P-H-O-R-E records, spelled the usual way. And you can have it for $0.00. It's our Christmas gift to you. We've asked each of the participating artists to record a little intro to tell us a little bit about their song, the inspiration behind it, how it came about, etc. And they were glad to do that. And today, we've made it all the way up to track number 4. We're just getting started here, so the goodness is to be had. So hopefully, if you haven't caught up with the other ones, you can go back and listen to the other two episodes that will tell you all about those songs on the record while you're enjoying it. It's like having a little, it's one of those companion records, you know, where the artists tell the story of their album. Sometimes you'll see those things. I have one of those actually for Lou Reed's The Blue Mask, but I digress. So I want to tell you first about song 4, and this is Hal Shows with Kangaroo Court. Who is Hal Shows, you might ask? Well, Hal is a friend of Mike White, who, if anyone who was at Suburbs Fest this summer out there in Rockford, Illinois, saw Mike perform in the first night. He's a good old friend of Jim's when Jim used to live in Rockford, and they've stayed in touch and bonded over music for many, many years. And Mike suggested that Hal Shows be a part of our compilation, and I think that's fantastic. Kangaroo Court is a rock band formed in Tallahassee, Florida in 1995, and they do a fine job on this track. But let's hear now from Hal and Kangaroo Court talking about this song, Granddaddy Yule, which is their contribution to Rockin' the Holidays.
Hi, folks. This is Hal with Kangaroo Court down here in lovely Volano Beach, Florida. That's just north of St. Augustine on A1A. I'm staring out at the gorgeous Atlantic Ocean. It's green and white-capped, breezy. Not so Christmassy, because I know the weather's probably getting cold up there. I'm looking towards Spain, and I think that's the direction Santa will be coming from. Come Christmas, and we recorded Granddaddy Yule to honor that famous flight of his, solo flight of epic proportions he does every Christmas. We hope that the song brings a little Christmas cheer to all of you up there. Thanks so much, and Merry Christmas to all of you. Bye.
Considering his age, he's a Cajun rage, he's a Zen sensation. In every tavern, in the town, across the nation. In every hut, in every hamlet of creation. One Christmas night on a record flight of imagination. Granddaddy Yule got a nose like Peter O'Toole. He's no fool. In red underwear with wool, flying so low. through blue moonlight over polar ice. They track his reflection. He gives it his best for the east and the west of every direction. Way up in the air with ice in his hair, consider his action. One Christmas night on a flight that brings us satisfaction.
Right. Granddaddy Yule. He's so cool. I love that tune. I love the little twangy country thing that happens at the end with the guitar there, too. Really, really nicely done by Kangaroo Court and Hal Shows. You can find Kangaroo Court's music by going to witchingstick.bandcamp.com. So it's WITCHINGSTICK. All one word, .bandcamp.com. The latest records are Mask from 2021 and Welcome to Foolscape from 2023. Definitely go and check those guys out. Check out the good stuff that they are doing musically. I want to thank Hal very much and also Kangaroo Court for being a part of this. It's great to have you as part of our little group here. And we hope that you had a good experience putting all this stuff together. Okay, that's Granddaddy Yule. Now we're going to move on to Atomisk. Now, Evan Bizu is a friend of the podcast. He has performed at one of our Suburbs Fest in Washington, D.C. in 2022, and we came to know Evan through the Hootenannies that took place during the dark times of the pandemics that helped us all get through, and his music really lifted a lot of our spirits. I know I speak for myself when I say he absolutely helped cheer me up during those dark times when he would come on the Hootenanny, and all of a sudden this guy with all these words and these cool little guitar riffs, they sounded almost like Minutemen guitar riffs, and he's stuffing the words in left and right, and just amazing. And we later learned that Evan also played in a band called Late Earth. He's got another band called Amok that's more of a hardcore punk band. And then Odd Abilities, which is a hip-hop group. So just right there from what I'm saying, you can tell the incredible intelligence of Evan's mind and his curiosity to create and do all things musical, which I think he does a beautiful job at. He's just great and such a cool dude. And this Atomics is a solo project of his. And he's doing a song that you may have heard. It's a song called Walter. And this is the special holiday cut of the song, but it's an amazing tune that he wrote about a relative of his. But I won't talk any more about that. Why don't we hear from Evan right now and hear him talk about this particular song.
Hey all, my name is Evan. I go by Atomisk, and I decided to make a holiday version of my song Walter for the Rock in the Suburbs podcast this year. Walter is a song about the life of my grandfather and his stint as a POW during World War II. I had read a newspaper article years ago about an award that he had won at the mill that he worked at, and I got this idea for a song right on the spot. I wrote it right on the spot. I think it took me about 30 minutes to write. Walter is the song that took me the shortest amount of time to write ever, but it is undoubtedly my most requested song when I perform out. People over the years in all types of crowds have, you know, primarily chosen that as the number one song to call for. And so I, you know, it's very special to me. It's very personal, and to see the reception for it is, you know, just, it makes me glad to know that it's appreciated. You know, when Jim came around and he was just like, you know, you want to do this holiday album? I was like, hell yeah, of course I do. And then I was like, wait a minute, I don't like really know any holiday covers. So I was kind of like, I was in a bit of a pinch with this album, and creating a song for it. I couldn't decide what to pick. And I was like, well, what if I just like took one of my songs and made it a, you know, imbue it with the spirit of the season kind of thing. And I was like, I like that idea. But, you know, I thought about it. I was like, I don't have a lot of songs that would make very, you know, cheerful holiday music. So what can I do? And, you know, I thought about it. And, you know, my grandfather was kept in a camp over, you know, during Christmas while he was a POW. And I think about that. And I think about it particularly around the holidays. He didn't deserve what he went through. You know, nobody deserves that, and particularly for standing up for what's right, for standing up for others, for standing up against tyranny. You know, I felt like he at least deserved a song. So I decided to write him one. And I'm really glad I did, because it, you know, that song has made a deep connection with a lot of people. We just decided to throw Jingle Bells and Distortion on it this time, just to kind of play a little bit, you know, and I don't know, make it festive. But, I think he would appreciate it. I feel like that would have been his sense of humor on the matter. So, but, you know, thanks to Andrea Canali for doing the percussion on this track, and thank you to Casey over at More Sound for recording us and helping me get this track out, and to everybody over at the Rock in the Suburbs podcast, that crew for putting this whole thing together. It was a lot of fun. It was a great excuse to get into the studio and try something different. To everybody else that is out there listening, if you like the song, I'm super glad, and I hope you're well, and I hope you're safe, and that you take care of each other, and happy Festivus, and merry melodies, and have a scrappy new year, and we'll catch you on the flip side. Conduct.
daddy died and I was born in 89. And though I'm sure I cried, it was not for those who were not alive. And for all the things that could have killed that man, it was not a bullet or a bladed saw band, but the lucky's on hand. What a disease. Attention others, for this each week he earned $45.
There it is. Beautiful stuff. Evan Bizu. I would listen to that song in 10 different versions. I love that song so much. I think it's great. No matter how you slice it, how you put it down, it would always be great. So love that. Love that version. Atomisk has a single out called Belligerent Heart, and it's on the streamings and on Bandcamp right now. I will tell you the spellings. Atomisk is a little different. It's Attamizk. I'm doing a lot of spelling on this episode. Nobody told me I was going to have to read things and spell them. But you can check that out over on Bandcamp and on the streamings, and you will find it. Evan is also featured in 2 episodes of Rockin' the Suburbs when we did an interview with him in anticipation of the Suburbs Fest, and we talked to him about Late Earth. Those are episodes 1439 and 1440. So we want you to go back and listen to those. So thanks very much to Evan for participating. It's great to have him as a member of our community too. Very valued, very treasured. So once again, this is a special episode taking you through all the songs on the Rock and the Holidays compilation. We got some more good stuff coming up for you tomorrow. And to get the album, you can go to 404 Records if you wish, and find it 404 Records at bandcamp.com. Or another way is to go to suburbspod.com and click on the banner on the front of the site, and it'll take you right to the album on Bandcamp. Just click buy digital album and then enter 0 for price. And it is all yours. Now, if you want to enter an amount over $200,000 to $300,000, that's perfectly fine. I will make sure that money is taken care of if you do so. And, of course, any contribution would be greatly appreciated to my personal wallet so I can buy records. No, I'm kidding. 0 is the price. This is our holiday gift to you on Rockin' the Suburbs. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'm going to turn it over to Jim for tomorrow's episode. And we will hear more about the Rockin' the Holidays album. And we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
I'm looking towards Spain, and I think that's the direction Santa will be coming from.